Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott. And this morning I wanted to talk to you about the generosity of the people here at Ascension. You know who you are. Over the last couple of weeks, twice I've sat at tables with you at meals, fundraising meals. A couple of weeks ago or a week and a half ago, it was the Heart, the Citrus Heights service to the homeless in our community, a fundraising dinner where 40 people from Ascension bought tickets and attended that meal to help raise money to support the efforts here in Citrus Heights to help understand and then eventually meet the needs of our homeless community. And this last week on Saturday night, the women here at Ascension hosted a dinner, a fundraising dinner to support their holiday missions projects, food for families in our community, as well as ultimately then gifts for families, especially children, come Christmas. And in that meal, we had another 50 people or thereabouts who bought tickets. And generously then, those 50 people donated another $1,100 that night as we bought our dessert, just demonstrating the generosity of folks here and a willingness to give where the perceived need is. And for that, I give thanks. I give thanks to those of you who are generous. I give thanks to God for being called to serve among such a generous folks. This time of year, we talk and begin to plan for our ministries for the coming year, and it's no fun to talk about how we will pay for those ministries, but as God has continued to be good and blessing our efforts here, I trust that God will continue to provide for us as we look at the 2023 ministry year. However, for our planning, it's helpful for us if people give an indication of how much they hope to, plan to, would intend to give to provide for the ministries here. We ask people to pledge, to give us that indication, not because we're judging or evaluating, but because it's helpful for our planning. And the only person who sees the individual pledges, in addition to the person who has placed or made that pledge, is the person who records all the giving. And knows what each person is given at the end of the year anyway. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, and he wrote, "Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing and abundance so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work." We've been reading and preaching through the promises, the covenants that God has made to God's people in the Old Testament. And through those covenants, through those promises, the first being to Abram, that God would bless him, that he might be a blessing. And God continues to promise God's blessing upon us, that we might be a blessing to others. And one of the ways that we do that, one of the ways that we can be a blessing is sharing out of the abundance that we have first received from God to support the blessing that our ministries here at Ascension try to be to others. As you look towards the coming year, as you think about how you spend your time, your talents, and your money, I invite you to prayerfully consider how you might be a blessing to others. And if that is through the ministries here at Ascension, we would gladly partner with you. If that is through the ministries of another organization, we pray that you would receive God's rich blessing in that work as well. It's difficult to talk about tithing and the giving of money, but clearly it is. We give to that which we think is important, and we hope that you would find the ministries here and the ministries of the church, the broader Christian church, to be important, and that you would support them with your financial resources, but also your time and your talents. For most of what happens here happens through the generosity of folks who are giving of themselves, their time, immeasurable amounts of time, and the talents that they have been blessed with by God, and they're giving back to this community that we might be a blessing to the community that we are serving here in Citrus Heights. Thank you for your generosity. Thanks be to God for God's generosity to us. And I pray that you might find a way to bless others with all that you have been given as well. I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day. Hallelujah.